Get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice, and this is Peter Stewart presenting it. When auditioning for an animation role, you'll be sent a vocal reference, a few lines of the script, as well as a character brief, so a description and personality profile of the person or object that you're reading for, and hopefully also included in that their role and their journey within the piece. So, for example, Bernard is a British steam engine. Played by a man in his 40s or 50s, Bernard likes routine and safety, is dull, grumpy and easily annoyed. In this episode, other engines want to cut corners, but when he insists that they stick to the rules, he averts disaster and mellows when he's praised for saving the day. Now that gives a really good kind of character briefing of what Bernard is like now and what he is like at the end of this particular animated episode. He changes. So you can understand there that British steam engine, so imagine the kind of voice that you may have for that. So obviously a British accent of some sort or other, but also what kind of characterization have we got here? What are some of the clues? So it's going to be a man, so okay, in his 40s or 50s, so maybe a voice that could be like mine, but it could be obviously another accent from the British Isles completely. Bernard likes routine and safety, is dull and grumpy and easily annoyed. Right, so the characterization. What I've been saying over the last few days is it's very difficult to essentially always come up with an accurate voice for something which is usually inanimate. You need to then concentrate on the characteristics of the part, how it is written and what their storyline is. Yeah, so we know the storyline. Other engines want to cut corners. He insists they stick to the rules. He averts disaster and mellows when he's praised for saving the day. So he starts off dull, grumpy and easily annoyed. So a little bit like this, perhaps. So we're talking about some short, sharp sentences, very clipped accent, potentially. He's dull, he's annoyed, grumpy. Huh. And then he mellows towards the end when he gets a lot of praise. He stuck to the rules, but now people like him, or the other trains, the other locomotives like him. So a little bit more lightness in the voice and a little bit faster as well. A little bit more friendly, but still maybe with a little bit of tone or hint of suspicion. So what I'm saying is you get a voice that fits the character description, particularly when the character itself is not usually animated. And crucially, you should be sent a picture of the character itself so you can see the physical characteristics from which your voice will come. So it's the written characteristics about their emotions and their motivation, but it's also how they look as well. And in this case, a steam train, if it is indeed a steam train, could look pretty much like another steam train, I grant you that, but maybe the animation shows, like in Thomas the Tank Engine, a face, a human type face on the front of the engine. So that may give you an idea of the kind of attitude and the kind of tone of voice. Maybe he's painted in certain colours, and that would give you an idea of the kind of character and the kind of voice, wouldn't it? The kind of colours? Because if it's pastels, then that gives the impression of friendliness and softness. If it's harsh red, then that may give you another impression, mightn't it? It could be of resilience and energy and speed. What about a colour black for a steam train? Or blue? That could give you another view of their personality as well, couldn't it? Let's talk a bit more about this tomorrow, how visuals help your animation voiceover, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.